Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Imagine you're finally cleaning out your gutters when the smoke alarm starts blaring from inside. Smoke billows out of the window. ADT's affordable DIY systems are built for those moments where everything can change in a second. They're easy to set up, customizable, and help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home, and with ADT, you won't. ADT prioritizes your peace of mind with the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. With the ADT Plus app, you stay in control from virtually anywhere. Don't wait to prepare for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Start your day off the right way.
Are you kidding me?
Spoiler alert.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Wake up
with Alice 97.3.
Alice 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello, Monday.
Woo. Woo.
So great to see you. You're the best. Thanks for being here.
Why are y'all rickety?
I'm old now.
Right.
We were talking about that this morning.
Yeah. Well, it's top of mind, bottom of mind for me, really.
You can't hurt your butt on the couch. So What happened?
Yeah. Well, I actually got up off the couch. So that's problem one, Vinny. I know I did something to my butt.
Wait, it's really your butt?
It really is my butt.
Oh, I know what you did.
What did I do? No, nothing like that.
Whoa.
Please, I've got that down. I think about other things. I'm off doing something else in my mind. No, I pulled a muscle in my butt gardening this weekend. I was yanking on something and trying to remove it.
That's what she said.
You are all over the place.
And I pulled a muscle in my right cheek. And it is unbelievably sore. I'm like, oh boy. John, can I get a butt rub over here? I didn't ever say that.
I'm sure he came running.
Probably would have. I mean, it's so inviting. So that was a highlight of my weekend.
Your cheeks are inviting? All right.
I was very bummed out a couple weeks ago. I noticed that this one rhododendron that I have was starting to die. It was a beautiful, productive bush for a while, and with bright red blooms. And
you just water it?
Yeah, I did water it. I think it's pot bound. It was in a barrel, so it didn't have room to grow down. I just think it gave up the ghost, man. I tried everything. I drained the pot, make sure that there was leak holes there for it, and it just was.
Gave up the ghost.
It died. I'm sorry. Is this the first time you're hearing the expression "gave up the ghost"?
It is for me as well.
You've got to be kidding me.
No.
I didn't look at you to try and force you to take my side.
No,
I'm not trying to be.
No, I absolutely
haven't. I realize heard there's a lot of things you say where I just go, all right, well, I'm sure there's a somewhere there's a reality in this, but for me, gave up the ghost. I needed to explain.
Can people please vote by just a simple yes or no via text, 800-400-3697. Have you ever heard the expression, gave up the ghost?
Okay, so gave up the ghost is dead.
Yeah, when something dies, she gave up the ghost. That rhododendron bush gave up the ghost.
As in the ghost is in you and now it's gone.
It's departed your body for heaven,
okay,
hell, I don't know.
All right.
Just to walk the earth haunting you? Anyway, it was just a beautiful, it was so sad. And then it hurt me on its way out as I'm yanking it and pulling it and digging it and trying to get I got to clear that whole pot out now. What are people saying?
I got 3 yeses, 4 yeses, 5 yeses, 6 yeses, 7 yeses, 1 no. So I guess Vinny and I are just out of touch.
I can't believe it. I feel like that is such a common.
I'm looking it up and it is what you said, but I mean, no idea.
Have you heard of Bought the Farm?
I've heard Bought the
Farm. Okay, that's another common
bit the dust,
one.
Bought
sure.
the Farm.
Poop the Bed. You heard of that one?
Yeah.
Yeah, Give Up the Ghost. Right, it's right there. Just one of those.
Okay.
Dead as a doornail.
Give Up the Ghost is not in the... Okay, go on.
Yeah, that's it.
It gave up the ghost.
So I did everything I could. I tried and tried and just to see what I could do. And it left me. And it left me with a sore butt.
Okay.
So anyway, if you see me creaking around the studio today.
Laugh?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Point.
Yes. Point and laugh. Those both work.
Post photos.
I'm not limping or anything. It's creaky.
Mm. All right. Well, so you did some gardening. Go on.
We had Pat and Marianne over. And Mike and Heather.
Oh, so you had a party?
No, just... 2 other couples came.
Jam?
No. Well, I mean, obviously a little singing. That always happens. Pat just grabs a guitar and John made salmon burgers. Delicious.
I don't like salmon burgers.
Oh, you homemade ones fried with panko?
It's too much salmon.
It isn't too much salmon. I want to feed you one right now.
I really like salmon. I don't want a salmon burger. It's too much salmon.
It's got some bread in there.
They make them like this thick every time.
Yeah. John makes them himself. They're homemade. He makes them. They're out of this world. I'm with you. They're actually dry when I get a salmon burger someplace else. I would rather just fry me up a piece of salmon and put it on a burger.
Right.
No. You got to get them good. I think it's the New York Times recipe. John is so awesomely domestic. Yesterday he made purple forbidden rice. Anybody?
Oh, no. Yeah. I've had that.
Purple rice, grilled shrimp, and this side salad. He makes this dressing. It's really just lemon and oil with whatever, you know, mustard, I think. I don't know. I don't really know the recipe or anything. And it's just like so light and has some sweetness to it. And I was like, you are the freaking best. I should do more stuff to you, but I just can't bring myself to.
You want a little fact about Give Up the Ghost?
Yeah.
It's a lyric in an Oingo Boingo song, Flesh and Blood.
Oh.
707 said that's how they know it.
I know that song.
Oh. And you don't?
Oingo, I grew up with,
But you don't recognize
early them. Days of, what do we call that? New wave?
Yeah.
Music?
Mm. Were you a Cars fan?
Kind of before alternative had become the term.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was a Cars fan, of course.
Like a little mix of like the new wave and just kind of rock.
Mm-hmm. And my guitar teacher would always go, all right, I will teach you that idiot song you want me to teach you, which only has 2 chords. You should be able to figure it out yourself by now. But okay, I will also teach you an Oingo Boingo. Men at Work, Oingo Boingo. There
nice.
Were certain, like, they had actual chord progressions and things that he could say, this is a B sharp minor, whatever,
It's hard. It's hard for me, it's always hard to remember what the next chord is. Like some people just know, they hear it in their head and they're playing along. If I don't have the chords written down in front of me, I will just forget what the next chord is.
I didn't want to. I wanted to be kind of okay, yeah, but also
love men at work. You want to learn that.
I'm trying to tell you, I have always felt like being too into it isn't as cool as being able to, like the guys in the Clash, they had a kick-ass band, but didn't seem that good at stuff. I liked that.
They were good, though.
They were great. Yeah. I'm just saying they didn't go, you know, they didn't do that.
Yeah.
Anyway, it doesn't matter.
They use all the chords. Is that what you're saying?
Well, they were punk rockers.
Machine is a punk rocker.
Anyway, well, I'm glad to hear you had a good weekend. I'm glad John fed you well.
Yeah, oh, my God, it was wonderful.
I, on Friday, had the missus said, I have heard that you need to go see the movie, and I have bought tickets for 4:30 on Friday.
Oh.
And I was like, fudge.
What's fudgy about that?
Just because Friday is Friday. I'd still been up since 3, but mm-hmm. It turns out I saw the movie and can't wait for Bob's Movie Club.
This Thursday at 6 a.m.
I am furious that I am held to a Thursday appointment. Yeah, I am furious about it.
I already said it. I loved it. It was great. We'll just froth about it more on Thursday.
Yeah.
Did you see it over the weekend?
I saw it last weekend.
Oh, okay. There are a couple things, curiosities I have that I can't wait to talk to you guys about, because while they stayed true to the story.
It
was all there. Mm-hmm. Everything I needed was there, so that was great.
The reveal is incredible.
All of it is. Anyway, I better wait. I'll wait.
Yeah.
On Saturday.
Was it crowded at the 4:30 show?
No.
That's great.
No.
Daytime showings, man. That's the way.
Mm-hmm.
What is your theater like? Mine has been completely like refitted with big reclining. I'm like, I could do this.
Yeah, we have those.
Oh, so good.
And we buy our seats in advance.
Yeah.
That's huge.
You're in my seat. Here it is right here on my ticket.
Exactly.
Bye. And like touchless and no interactions, really, unless you're buying popcorn. You walk over, you show your phone with the QR code to the thing, and it prints out the tickets. I'm like, all right, this is fantastic.
It was all easy, and I was home early, so it worked out. And I was afraid that I would be tired and bummed that I'm not able to enjoy it, but it sucked me in. Mm. And is that a 3-hour movie?
Two hours, 40 minutes. It's long.
It's long, and it didn't feel it.
It doesn't drag, I know. No. I peed during the karaoke scene. It seemed like it was a lag part, and John, I was like, I'm going to go now. And John comes back, you didn't miss a thing.
Oh, you missed a huge thing.
Well, he said it was very emotional.
I cried.
Oh, I'm glad I didn't see it then. I cried a couple times.
In that movie.
Just little leaks.
Yeah, no,
small leaks.
I'm not talking about sobbing, but there's no doubt that there's emotion in the movie, and I felt it.
Mm.
No?
No, I did. But I knew what was going to happen and everything.
So did
too,
I.
And anything.
But the karaoke scene was unexpected.
That
in
was
that
wonderful.
It hit. That could have missed.
We're talking about it Thursday.
Yeah, we are.
All right. We should start.
Thursday. We should. KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco's Aaron Mini Al's Morning Show. Here's a song. See you in a sec.
Start your day off the right way.
Are you kidding me?
Spoiler alert.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Wake up.
Wake up with Alice 97.3.